Ann Coulter, Fetterman's Murderous Campaign Aids, How It Really Happened. By Ann Coulter on September 14, 2022. Dr. Mehmet Oz, Republican Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, recently attacked his opponent, the ridiculous Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, for a pro-criminal record that would embarrass George Soros. Specifically, he criticized Fetterman for employing as aides on his campaign Dennis and Lee Horton, who spent 27 years in prison for a horrific armed robbery murder. Drunk on his own self-righteousness, Fetterman sanctimoniously responded, "Does Dr. Oz believe that the wrongfully convicted should die in prison?" He added that the brothers spent 27 years in prison for a crime they didn't commit. Members of the media, who fervently believe our prisons are just bursting at the seams with completely innocent men, didn't need to hear more. Suddenly, the entire media big tech entertainment conglomerate was screaming at Oz, "How dare you, you morally bankrupt douchebag." These two men were proved innocent. Were they now? Here's how the media tells the actual story, as somberly delivered by MSNBC's Chris Hayes, who majored in easily fooled studies at Brown University. According to brothers Dennis and Lee Horton, and who would know better? On Memorial Day 1993, they were out for a joyride when they picked up their friend, a guy named Robert Leaf. What they did not know was that Leaf had just murdered Samuel Alemo and was currently being pursued by the police. Sketch that scene for me, Chris. They were pulled over and all three men were arrested. The police involved with the case were accused of using a whole host of problematic tactics during the investigation. Yes, they were accused, accusations laughed out of court by Democratic judges. Eyewitnesses changed their story, they did not, after prosecutors tried to pin the crime on all three of them, the Hortons as well. And the district attorney's case file, which was not made available till 2018. I think we know why, Larry Krasner, included a note stating Leaf is the shooter and a police note indicating Leaf acknowledged his role, all seeming to clear the Hortons. Total BS. The Horton brothers, who are black, refused a plea agreement because they said they didn't want to plead guilty to a crime they did not commit. Below, I have edited Hayes' description to include only those parts that are relevant and actually true. On Memorial Day 1993, a guy named Robert Leaf. They were pulled over and all three men were arrested. The Horton brothers are black. Luckily for people interested in knowing the truth, a group that decidedly does not include Chris Hayes, the Horton brothers spent their years in prison clogging up the courts with frivolous appeals. So it's possible to find out how these innocent lambs were somehow convicted of a crime they didn't commit. In dismissing their most recent appeal, here's how the Pennsylvania Superior Court summarized the evidence adduced at trial. That is, evidence presented in open court, supported by physical evidence and eyewitness testimony, subjected to cross-examination, and believed by 12 members of a jury. On May 31, 1993, Dennis Horton, his brother Lee Horton, Lee, and a co-conspirator Robert Leaf, robbed Filito's bar located at 5th Street and Hunting Park Avenue. During the course of the robbery, Dennis Horton, who was carrying a rifle, shot Samuel Alemo multiple times. Alemo later died from his gunshot wounds. Dennis Horton also shot Luz Archella and her daughter Luz Martinez, injuring both. Leaf brandished what appeared to be a black pistol while Lee took money from bar patrons. After leaving the bar, the three men fled in a blue automobile. A passerby was able to supply police with a description of the vehicle and a partial license plate number. A radio call was sent out, which included a description of the three assailants, their vehicle, and the last four digits of the license plate. A police officer observed the vehicle a short time later, only a mile from the crime scene, and placed Dennis Horton and his companions under arrest. Police recovered a .22 caliber semi-automatic rifle from the backseat of the car, as well as a black pellet gun under the front passenger seat. Ballistics testing identified the rifle as the same weapon used during the robbery at Filito's. Horton, Lee, and Leaf were taken to the hospital where Martinez and her daughter, as well as another bar patron, Miguel De Jesus, identified them as the robbers. The judges, incidentally, were all Democrats, including the only black woman on the 38-member appellate court, who subscribes to the theory that prison is the new Jim Crow. As you can see right away, one problem with the media's version of events is, what the hell happened to the other two guys? This was a daytime robbery of a bar, where two of the perpetrators walked around, taking the patrons' wallets at gunpoint, not a nighttime mugging witnessed from 20 yards away. The victims had plenty of time to observe the perps. However much criminal defense lawyers attack eyewitness testimony, the patrons certainly knew it was three guys, not one, that they were black, not white, and they were male, not female. But more important, right after the murdering thieves sped off, a passerby called the police with a description of the car, including four of six numbers from the license plate. Within minutes, that very car was stopped by the police a mile from the bar. And you'll never guess what they found in that car, three black guys and a recently fired rifle. Explain, again, how the Horton brothers happened to be in that car. Right after their arrest, all three men were positively identified at the hospital by the people they'd shot at earlier that day. But even without that identification, again, they were caught in the getaway car, mere minutes after the crime. So if I understand it correctly, the media's theory of the crime is as follows. Immediately after the robbery, and I mean immediately, Leaf told his real accomplices, "I've got a fantastic idea. You guys get out of the car. I know these two brothers, the Hortons, who look exactly like you and I'm pretty sure are wearing the exact same clothes. Also, their car is identical to yours and, you'll never believe this, their license plate number is only off by two digits. I'll just call them to come pick me up and wait here by the side of the road with the long-barreled and easy to conceal rifle we just fired. Oh crap. I tease the police. Look, it would be one thing if Fetterman defended his years-long PR campaign on behalf of the murdering Horton brothers by saying, they've served long enough. Everybody deserves a second chance. I would disagree, especially because the brothers continue to deny their guilt. But in that case, at least Fetterman would only be a gullible fool, and not a despicable, bald-faced liar.